Well, Queen Victoria reigned for a long time,
yeah.
and it was also a period of industrial revolution,
mm-hmm.
and the country made a lot of, I mean, they had a lot of good ideas and a lot of good, what we would now call entrepreneurs, you know,
mm-hmm.
people who pushed it, like, yes, of course, Isambard Brunel, who built the bridge across from Plymouth over the Tamar. It's a railway bridge. He was came from Bristol. Well, he was local. He came from Bristol, but it was a period of massive change, massive industrialisation, and a great wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the money, and that was the big empire, wasn't it? The you know, England and the empire with Queen Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
So I presume that's why it's you know, and I suppose there's a certain amount of romantic. You know, if you look at the other side of it, there was a lot of poverty. It was very hard. I think it was a lot of very, very hard for the workers. You know, the ones like the children that worked in the cotton mills, the children that went up the chimneys. You know, all those sort of people. They worked very hard for nothing, and it was dangerous too. I mean, a lot of them lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they in that period. But there were terrific progress. I mean, there's, you know, massive buildings. You know, we've got some fantastic buildings in this country, and a lot of it is private money. You know, it's the people that made a lot of money that feel they've got to give something back to the community. Okay, they still kept a lot for themselves, most of them, but you know, they endowed museums, they endowed libraries, the schools, all sorts of things. I mean, you know, Bourneville chocolate, that's
mm-hmm.
the Quaker families. But they, I mean, you know, they built villages for their workers.
Mm-hmm.